you. I thought I would like to thank the organizer for the inviting me to speak in conference on the pre-master. Okay. So I report about Jean-Luc Girard-Laumont. In the previous lecture, Laumont has stated a formula comparing the choice of Frobenius on the kappa part of the cohomology of Hitchin fibers of G and the unitary group and of endoscopic groups. So the purpose of my talk is to give a sketch of the proof. So just for beginning, I just recall a few things you know about the geometries of the Hitchin fibers. And a few things you know is that you haven't met. So after you ask the question of Professor Langland, is that actually this is a few things is missing for other groups. For unitary group, we have something lacking the endoscopic group is the subgroup of G, and so we have this map. So in general, we don't have this map. You have to do something more complicated. So anyway, you have this map in this case, and it consists of, I recall that MA is a part of the compactified Jacobian, and is actually a compactified prime variety. So it's a set of the pair of F and Yota F, where F is the OY prime A torsion free, OY prime A module of rank 1. So this is a set of such F is a compactified Picard variety. And Yota F is unitary structures, and F that is the isomorphism from F to the East Galois and transpose. So F duon. So duon is mean by relative dualization, but I don't go to that details. Okay. So this is symmetric. Symmetric isomorphism. And so this is MA. So. No. I'm sorry. This is you go another way. Thank you. So this is MA. And Y prime A is a spectrum curve that has been introduced by Laumont in his talk. And the NA go to MA. Is simply the map coming F1, Yota F1, F2, Yota F2, to F1 plus F2, and Yota F1 plus Yota F2. So this is what we have about Hitchin fibers. And there are another structures related to Hitchin fibers that is. When you have compactified prime variety, you also have prime varieties. So that is PA. It's Picard stack, but it's almost group scheme. So this is a set of G and Yota G. Oh. And Yota G, where G is O, Y prime A. Invertible, O prime I module, and Yota G is a unitary structure. That means an isomorphism of G with the transpose of the inverse of G. So this is not the dual, it's not the minus, it's a little difference. So PI is not the subset of MA, but PA act on MA by tensor product. And in the same way, you have the PA1 cos PA2 acts on NA. So we have here we have a map new lower star by direct image from NA to MA, and for the group it has mapped in another sense. So we have to map from PA to PA1 cos PA2 by Poon-Back. You can Poon-Back Lie bundles. And make the two options compatible. So it's obvious sense. So I mean, this almost everything you know about the general Hitchin fibers. We have Hitchin fibers and the groups. Okay. So can take let me call Ka to be the kernel of PA. So since the action two are two compatible, then this is a fine algebraic groups. So let's can take TA the maximal torus. Sorry? Kernel of PA equal to K. Thank you. So when you consider this situation, you have this the following lemma. Yep. The Hitchin fibers of endoscopic groups is a fixed point set of the torus. TA acting on MA. So that is important information you have on the relation between NA and MA. So granted, this lemma is quite natural to try to use the Achiabo and Segal localization theorem to compare cohomology of NA and MA. Just said, Goresky, Kotus, and MacPherson have done in a similar situation. So okay, they consider the Springer affine fibers, which are somehow the local analog of the Hitchin fibers. But in general, the Hitchin fibers of NA and MA are very complicated. So it seems impossible to have we don't know any description of the localization exact sequence as Goresky, Kotus, MacPherson have in their situation of the unramified elements for general groups. And sometimes it works, you don't know the beauty statement to apply the localization theorem. So that is the point that seems necessary to make it necessary to deform so in such a situation, it seems too natural and too deformed. So in Lu Meng has proposed a one-dimensional deformation. So it will be very, very imprecise because of the parameter A. So we poked up a little bit the parameter A in such a way that the stable orbital integral for H remain constant. That means you have the stable orbital integral depend on the two curves separately. So when you move the two curves, the stable orbital don't change. And secondly, the Kappa orbital integral for G becomes computable. I mean directly computable after deformation. So for generic parameters, you can compare directly. So the question is how to come back to the original parameter. So when you have this deformation, it remains to prove that the Kappa orbital integral remain constant too during a deformation. But I should put some things in constant. But more precisely, I have to prove that the Kappa orbital integral varies proportionally to the Langlands-Chernstadt transfer factor. So because the stable operand is constant, so the Kappa should arise in proportionally in the way as a transfer factor. Okay. I mean, you have a characteristic polynomial, so you can deform the polynomial. Just so replace t by t plus a or something. And you have a polynomial t a1 and t a2 t, and the deformation is just to add t plus a alpha, some parameters. Then the two polynomials don't change somehow, but the way they intersect will change. Okay, and to prove this statement, the basic thing you have to come back to the localization theorem and the and the Fields statement. Actually, to have the Fields statement, you have to deform more, and Hitching fibration provides some kind of tautological deformation of Hitching fibers.
totul logic. Hitchin fibers.
And so I can observe that it and it contains Lomov's one dimensional deformation. And there is some kind of miracle that in the so we have some kind of relative situation. But F from M to A instead of just one fiber MA. And using a formula of Perlberg sheaf, you can just can generalize the Atia-Borel Segal localization theorem and so on. And the what is quite miraculous is that the purity statement that one needs, the relative purity statement, it's quite easy to prove. It's get almost for free, granted the Lin purity theorem. So let me come into some details about this sketch. Could have a map from the Hitchin affine space of endoscopic groups to A, and here you have a point A1, A2 that map to A. And I mean because you only need information very locally to that point, so we only consider the Hensel elevation is the Henselization. Small a and f is tensilization of HH on A1, A2. And you can check, it's quite easy to check that the map from F to R is a closed embedding. So by base change, we have by restriction, we have a map. You know, FS is a map from base change of the Hitchin fibration to F to S, and also GS. Oh, we have F. And GS is a map from NS to S. So since you have, suppose A is elliptic, so elliptic is open condition. So when A is elliptic, this map, this will be elliptic in the open, in the neighborhood of A. So this means that FS, FR, and GS are on proper, in particular finite type. And since S have, is by definition the neighborhood of A, and N is smooth, so NS is smooth over K, but MS is not smooth. It's not smooth in general because it has reference to a closed subset, so there is no reason that is smooth. So I will take the following very short notation. The S point of FS will be the direct sum of the perverse cohomology of direct dimension of F and idem for G. And since we know that NS is smooth, then by the Lin theorem we know this is pure. But you don't know that this is pure because MS is not smooth. Actually, the only thing is smooth is pure. But now, using the action of P, so we have this group scheme P over PS over S, or PR over R actually. Have this group scheme just acting on the hitching fibers. We can define when what is the K bar part of so, if time remains, we will come back to this point later. And the proposition is that the taper part of is pure. And the taper part of this Perlmutter shift is pure. So I will come back to the definition of K-pop and give a...
So it comes to the fact that P is not connected?
P is not connected. P is not connected and the group scheme of connected component of P jump when you go to endoscopic group. Okay. So I just suppose, just take it as a black box and continue to give a sketch of the proof. So let KS now is a kernel of PS from the prim varieties for the big group to prim varieties for endoscopic groups. And this is a phi group scheme. Smooth apply group schema and with the spatial fiber it is a group scheme KA I defined earlier, and inside KA we have TA a maximal torus, then since S is Hanselian can extend to a some torus inside KS. And you can check that for every geometric point of S. And S is still the fixed point varieties of TS acting on the fiber of MS. So I mean the fixed point properties extend to every point. So now we can consider the T as equivalent homology. Of Fs and the TB2 morphism. So we have the restriction map with respect to this torus T. So I just wrote T equal to Ts for short. And the cohomology equivalent of Fs to the cohomology equivalent of Gs. So we can infinite direct sum of perverse shifts and take it K Papa. So I'm not going to define this in notation, this may be true. And the proposed description of the image of this map. Okay, that is indeed the point. I have to describe the image of this map. Now, T actually on GS, on NF. So the equivalent cohomology of T is just, I mean, can put K by T1, the ordinary cohomology of G tensor with the symmetric algebra, that is QL so we have this is the locally constant sheaf of character of T and then take this sheaf of algebra and this expression of the equivalent cohomology of T. So using the same argument as Atia, Boren, Segal localization theorem. And first the beauty statement that I state over there. We have that the proposition. There's a map rest T Kappa is an injective map. Of pure, so obviously geometrically something simple. Perverse shift. So in the usual statement of Atia, Boren, Segal, you have that some map is injective as cohomology groups in terms of relative injective map perverse shifts. So the proof is the same. And what you want to how to describe the image of this rest T Kappa. And let me just say that actually this injectivity map is not used to compute anything, but it's used to have a very strong rigidity about the cohomology of F and of G. So I need to explain this. And this rigidity thing is so having called S beta is an open subset of S that corresponding to S beta is a set of characteristic polynomials B1, B2 such that YB1, YB2, that may be singular. But we ask that they intersect transversally. So in fact, we interested only in the smooth part. And moreover, I mean, this is a more technical statement, that the YB1 and YB2 are etal over X on the intersection point. I mean, it's not obvious, I need this condition a priori, but you can see that, I mean, it's useful. So anyway, this makes an open set of S. So U, let me know, U is an open embedding of S, Descartes to S. And we say that M, geometrically, something simple, perverse sheaf on S, has the Descartes extension property. So this is definition. Properties. If M is a Goreski Knot-Faxon extension of its restriction to the S Descartes. So M is complete control what happened on the open set. When you extend to k-bar, it becomes semi simple. And when you pull back the perverse sheaf to the S tensor k-bar, then it's the direct sum of simple and perverse sheaves. So, in other words, I say that M has no simple and consequent that are supported by the complement of S Descartes. And proposition is that all simple constituent of this and of this have the Descartes extension property. So I say because this is infinite sum, so just say on simple constituent. So because we cast the proof. Because the map is injective. So on simple constituent of this purpose shift and this simple constituent of this purpose shift. So it's enough to prove for the GS, for endoscopic groups. But now, so it's enough to prove that this thing has the Descartes extension property. Now, let me also, I already said that the Hitchin fiber for the endoscopic groups depend only on, I mean, so the B1, B2 for any point depend only on the spectrum curve YB1 and YB2 individually and not on the way they intersect. So when you using a one-dimensional deformation, one can move the B1, B2 into the good open subset. So if it's zero here, it should be zero here too. So that is a so you have the impression that you are done, because if you know that you know something, I mean. You are not done yet, because you don't have introduced the transfer factor. You have, so I need to. So by the Baker extension properties, we only need to describe the image of red key paper on this very good open subset. And let me wonder the property that K S respect to S paper is itself a torus. When the point intersect transversally, that means that the kernel is a torus. So instead of dealing with three equivalent cohomology, we are going to take KS equivalent cohomology. That's technically easy, and you can go back and forth because you know purity statement. So we are going to compute the restriction map for this torus. So the restriction K to the S Baker Kappa of the equivalent cohomology of K of F Baker Kappa to G Kappa. And what you prove that the image of this map has Kappa 2. But when you compute, it's equal to K by 1 to 1. Yeah. So the image of this in the image of another map of generalized third class map. That somehow in this situation that encoded the transfer factors. So this map is more elementary. It's just third class map, but its definition is quite complicated because it encodes the transfer factors. So I am charged to give the definition of this map. So need some preparations. So we have the concrete description of K that has been defined as the kernel of PA to PA1 cos PA2. Now when more concretely, we have over S, we have the finite covering Z. That for any point B1 and B2 in S, you take the fiber ZB1, B2 is the intersection curve, two curves, the two spectrum curve. And you also have the, so this is a ramified, and this is ramified covering. And have the eta-n double covering of Z, B1, B2, is y prime b1, y prime b2. And the point of K I write over S, but can take for any test scheme, either section of Z prime invertible in function over Z prime that are odd and have involution tau here. So you can just check this definition. And over S bigger than Z bigger over S bigger is a tal, because intersection points are simple points, and K is a torus. With this description of concrete description of Z, you can say what is a K torsor. And you have actually a K natural and K bigger torsor. E over N bigger. So that is just the same thing as giving you an invertible shift E invertible shift on N beta base chain to Z prime and equipped with unitary structures. It's almost a definition of K, so you can. And so we check over some point over a point F. F is the point of N here. A point of N, and over a point Z prime, intersection point Z prime, we check the vectors, one dimensional vector space. E of F, the fiber of E at this point is, so F is F1, F2, because we take F1 Z prime cross F2 Z prime minus 1. So I mean, this is the naturally the computations. And now the higher the unitary structures of F and the hypothesis, the assumption that Y1, YB1 and YB2 are etal over X on the point Z prime induce that you have the unitary structures. On E. So let me notice that this another version, you put this Lie bundle to N bigger, then write vector bundles. And this vector bundle has first considered in paper of Lomon and Rapoport some years ago, but the unitary structure will not survive to S. So only the vector bundle can be extended to S, but not the unitary structures. So we have so what are you going to do with this torsors? When you have a torsor and you have can consider the operation churn class, operational churn class. I mean, almost the same way as in book of Funton and Max Fersen. then you can have the K star torsor E can give you a map from the I guess this is characters. From the Qn over N, and this is torsor over N. So we have a map from Qn of N of 2 minus 1 go to Qn over N. This map is a derived category. So like I can take the by repeating this operation tron plus f time, it has a map from sim R of this Qn over N minus 2R minus R go to Qn over N. Okay. So that I know the CR of E, the R Chern class of the torsor E. And this now becomes about the second point of the construction that inside the seam R of this you have a one-dimensional local system of order 2 making a psi inside the sim are some unitary things, unitary torus somehow. You have a local system of order 2 whose definition is very similar to the delta 2 factors Langlands and stuff, but I mean I don't we haven't worked out this this point precisely, but I mean this exists and you can check the somehow the quick definition of this is the difference, I mean it's kind of norm so we can have this is a local system on Z the order 2 that corresponds to the double covering and take this is norm by this formula. So you get some local system around one of order 2 and when you write down the co-cycle then you see that this contained in the in this sigma. So this is computation. And you can check R is not the psi, R here is the rank of the torus. Yeah, R is the rank of Z of K kappa the torus. So number intersection point is that the local system and Z prime Z S beta on S beta extend to a local system and Z prime mod S over S. You can extend local system. And moreover, the trace of Frobenius on the fiber of this expression point of S is minus 1 of M, where M is the integer that we define in Lomon's lectures. So this is just this is computation, why you get this M. But why it extend? It extend because when you consider geometrically, the Z is a finite scheme over S, so it's Hermitian too, and geometrically it's geometrically Hermitian. So Z prime over Z is split. That means the N, the Z prime over, and this thing is geometrically trivial. So is this thing, and so it extends. Okay. So inside this thing you have this N Z prime Z over S. So you have a map. I mean, some kind of endomorphism of this cohomology of G defined by the Chern class and by the sublocal system. So we have this map. I mean, this only has some kind of trace endomorphism by this local system. And can take Kappa. And proposition is that the image CR of E Kappa is injected and have the same image as the other map Kappa. So here it's just basically a computation. I mean, we are on the place where the true curve intersect transversally, and have a canonical map. So you can pull the isomorphism up to some covering, and then you can order the intersection point, and you can do some kind of induction process on the number of points, and the reduced point by point that come to the SM2 computation with like best long loss. And that cohomology, the computation will equivalent cohomology of the Russian cubic is double point. So I will skip this. So we know that this that the cohomology of F have the, so this induces an isomorphism. Induce an isomorphism of and by Kappa extension, by Kappa extension, you have the same. Now for T, for F, and ht for g, the same shift, and now the key point of the local system also extends. And now by taking the fiber, you get the, and can somehow subtract also t, and taking the fiber over S and go to Gottlieb groups. You get the need purity to remove, yeah. It's in Gottlieb group, and then you get the theorem that was stated in in Luhmann's lectures. So in some minutes that is mentioned, we will try to discuss about the beauty statement. So let me connect your head over S, closed scheme of R, another Hanselian scheme, and over R, you have group scheme P, that is the prime variety of P. And what we know about P is that over some point S, geometric point of R, then the group of connected components of the fiber PS is Z mod 2Z over to the irreducible component of the spectrum curve that you can compute directly with the same computer. It's very similar to computing of the B of G of quadrants. So that concretely in this situation we have that pi this E1 2Z mod 2Z if S is inside is not in S, and Z mod 2Z square if S is in S. So the piezo jump and go to the endoscopic groups. So using some choices, you can make a map, and I have the concrete what is the map, but you have the map from the constant Z2 to PR. Such that for S inside is a component of P, that is a map from Z squared to Z mod 2Z, that is D1, D2 go to the parity of D1 plus D2. And for S inside S is a map to the parity of D1, parity of D2. And you can define plenty such map and they exist and you have to choose some point. And that is a certain that Luhmann have not mentioned in the statement that you have to choose some point. And this comes in this point to define this map. So from infinite place such that so the spectrum curve has some rational point. So you can only do that. So the action of PR over MR induced action of Z square on the cohomology of FR. And this factors through Z mod 2Z square. And let K bar be the characters of D1, D2 to the parity of D1, for example. Then by the description of the pi zero, you can prove that the H1 of FR K bar is supported by S, and that is proved the purity statement. Because you know when for the over outside of S, this paper is not well defined. Something in the pi zero of P. It doesn't factor through this over mod S. The paper does not factor through the pi zero, so it contributes by zero. Okay, I guess it's my story. Thank you.